is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it on a Tuesday. Let me jump right to it. Shame on you. Shame on you. That's the message. That's the message for the last week. Now, I'll get to that in a moment, but make no mistake, something outrageous is going to happen. I'm certain of it. Because nothing has worked so far to propel the blue wave, to derail those that support Donald Trump. The Senate, pretty well a lock for the Republicans at this point. And the House was supposed to be a clean walk away. Nate Silver says 85% chance it goes to the Democrats, but really it's a toss-up. For a lot of observers, the Republicans could lose 10 to 40 seats. The Democrats stand to gain those same 10 to 40 seats, obviously. And nothing has worked the way the Democrats wanted it to work. The attack on Brett Kavanaugh, going after him and trying to derail his ascension to the Supreme Court, failed miserably. And boomerang back on Dianne Feinstein and the Democrats. The caravan. Seeking to, you know, get sympathy. And get people on board with the plight of these poor people coming up from Central and South America. That hasn't worked. The pipe bomber, or alleged pipe bombs, or whatever they were, was a way to hang the vitriol and the hatred around the neck of Donald Trump and his supporters. That's fizzled. The synagogue massacre by an anti-Semite and a guy who hated Donald Trump. They thought that would be the thing that could hang around Donald Trump's neck, and it also fizzled. So it's you. Shame on you is the next attack. It's been going on for 2 years, as you know, but this is really it. Shame on you. How can you support this president or Republicans or anything? What's wrong with you? And if you do support this person, there's something deeply disturbed about you, your soul, your character, your intelligence, your intellect. All of it is in question. Clearly, you are damaged goods if you would support anything this president stands for, anything the Republicans stand for, anything about putting America first. That just shows that you're a racist, misogynist. Your support is outrageous. You must understand that you are wrong for supporting this president and these Republicans. We know a better way. We are the Democrats. We know a better way. We don't have any solutions, by the way. But our path is better. And shame on you for giving this president a pass. Shame on you for looking the other way when he tweets outrageous things. Shame on you for voting for him. And shame on you for supporting those that support him in Congress. That's the message you're going to hear loud and clear for the next week. And it's going to get louder and more shrill. Like a bullhorn in your ear, that's all you're going to hear if you choose to participate. The truth of the matter is a lot of people don't participate at all anymore. A lot of people that I know, I'll ask about this or that in the news. I don't really watch the news anymore. I can't take it. Well, how are you going to vote? The way I always do. I know people that have been Trump supporters from the day he came down the escalator and they didn't say anything to anyone because they don't care to hear about it. They don't care to be insulted. They don't care about being badgered about what they believe or being called a racist or a misogynist or some self-loathing, hateful person. They don't want to deal with it, frankly. They know how they're going to vote. They know what they believe. And they're not interested in getting yelled at and spit on or brickstones through their windows or any of that other nonsense or getting punched in the head like like so many Trump supporters have from those loving folks on the left. Shame on you because you believe that America should be first. How racist of you. How dare you want to have America and American citizenship mean something? Shame on you for supporting Brett Kavanaugh, even though the evidence against him didn't actually exist, except for hearsay and one woman's accusations. Shame on you. You must be a misogynist. That's the message. If you don't believe the entire liberal message, there's something wrong with you. Not with the fact that the left has no actual message about the economy or what they really do with healthcare, except for bring us a $32 trillion plan that will surely bankrupt this nation. There's no way to have single-payer healthcare in America, Medicaid for all. It doesn't work. Mathematically impossible. In order for that to work, you'd have to have something for everybody all the time and government oversight and rationing and independent payment advisory boards. Yes, those things that we call death panels. And if you don't agree with that, shame on you. Because you're somehow a bully to the little guy. You and your privilege. You and your privilege, you should be ashamed of yourself for going to work today. You should be ashamed of yourself for saving money. You should be ashamed of yourself for being white. You should be ashamed of yourself for being black if you're a conservative. And if you support what this president does, or this administration does, or you're a Republican member of Congress, you're inadequate. You're morally bankrupt. You're deplorable, and then some. Deplorable was a kind word used by Hillary Clinton. Now you're something so much worse. So seriously, shame on you. That's the message that I keep hearing when I watch CNN and others. And yes, I do it, so you don't have to. But I check in to see what's going on. And that's what they're trying to get through to you, the voter. That you, if you pull that lever on Tuesday, for a Republican, you are complicit in the moral bankruptcy of this president, this administration, and this country. And shame on you, because they will tell you the proper path to take. They will tell you how to conduct yourself. They will tell you what you should think, how you should think, and when you should think it. And anything else is unacceptable. Anything else makes you a dreg of society. A lowlife, scumbag. Remember that when you vote. If you don't vote the way they tell you to vote, the way you should vote, shame on you. By the way, today is Tuesday, which means we'll be talking about the sexiest job of the week coming up. More jobs than people to fill them, giving you options and opportunities. We'll talk about that coming up from MichiganConstruction.com on The Steve Gruber Show. Sit tight.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
An unchecked and dangerous threat to our community. Legalized recreational marijuana allows for ice creams, cookies, and candies with unlimited potency to be sold here in Michigan. Flooding our towns with drugs, increasing DUI-related accidents and fatalities, putting us in danger whenever we get behind the wheel. Recreational marijuana would even make its way into our schools and playgrounds, putting the lives of our children and grandchildren at stake, endangering the lives of everyone in our community. The price recreational marijuana would cost Michigan is just too high. For Michigan resident Gordon McDougall, it cost him everything.
My 16-year-old son died in an automobile accident from high-potency marijuana. Sadly, it's too late for him, but don't let your children become another statistic. Please join me in voting no on recreational marijuana come November 6th.
Paid for with regulated funds by Healthy and Productive Michigan, P.O. Box 2066, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. Great Lakes,